Every weekday around about this time, Barbara Friedman, who looks after our social medias, also is in charge of our website, capetalk.co.za, comes into studio and lets us know what's been trending over the last 24 hours. Well, it's been a few days since I last saw you on Thursday, Barbara. So what are the people saying on social media?
Well, obviously last night, as we all sit, as usual on these Sunday nights, waiting for our president to address us, the trending topics were obviously this new one I see lately, 20H30. It's like 8:30. And I find it quite an interesting hashtag, #8:30. I mean, like, don't you find those, the way hashtags develop, there's something quite funny about that?
Look, 8:30 briefings. 8:30 briefings with the president to talk to us on a Sunday night. I'm in bed. I've packed the kids' lunch already. I've planned for the day. I don't want any major announcement.
But there's something quite funny about the fact that we all know what that means now. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and then, of course, soon after that began trending #350 Rand. Mm. So we keep things short, you know. We're hashtagging 8:30, now we're hashtagging 350. And, of course, the 350 was a very welcome return of the relief of social distress grant. Also now expanded to reach child caregivers. So let's hope, and extended until March 2022. Mm. So, I mean, I think people were very, very relieved to hear that.
That is addressing as much the socioeconomic impact of the lockdown, but I'm sure also addressing some of the issues of the looting in Gauteng and KZN. It's a political decision because before this, all of a sudden it was, we don't have the money.
So it's almost like a precursor to a sort of social income grant in a way.
And it's hurtful that we have to come to the point of bread riots in South Africa before this government realizes that there are deep structural issues that need to change.
And absolutely, I agree with you, Lester, that 350 is a combination of reasons from what we saw in the recent times. And then, of course, just finally, the tops began trending because that's our other South African shorthand. Mm. #tops. Booze is back. Sure, breathe a sigh of relief, South Africa. Anyway, moving on to the others.
A really show. Look, the statistics show that only about 33% of South Africans actually consume.
But clearly, alcohol. Very loudly.
But that small little amount, we consume an absolute lot. And I was, look, the signs were there on Friday. Pick n Pay had an advert in some of the newspapers on Friday where they had actually advertised specials for the liquor store, and everyone was, what does Pick n Pay know that we don't know?
And then there were a few videos. I don't know if they were accurate, which is why I didn't share them. They were showing shelf packers packing alcohol in some supermarkets, and people going, what do they know?
People were excited. I saw comments. Some of my friends would say that. You can see they're in the shop. They're sweeping. They're mopping the floors, which means it's like the first signs of spring.
It's like we've got our eyes on those liquor stores 24/7. The second story we're going to chat about, also, which you have to have a sense of humor, people. Okay, let's not all get hot under the collar. Why was, I thought on Friday late afternoon, why was Kruger National Park trending? I'm thinking, like, what's happened to Kruger National Park? And when I clicked on it, I saw, no, of course not. This was #TeamSA at #Tokyo2020, the South African team marching at the opening in fillies, khaki shorts, and a zebra striped shirt.
It's a leopard striped
shirt. Sorry, oh God.
Barbara, get it right.
I'm so
leopard
sorry.
Leopard stripe embossed.
What did it look like?
Embossed with proteas.
Okay, so I didn't look, I didn't have my reading glasses on.
That's the problem because we all just saw these.
Quite far away.
You know, these wide shots. Correct. But when I started reading, and as Sipho Lushabo was telling us, there's a whole lot more detail on these outfits. And the more I see of it, and the more pictures I see of it, and I would definitely be rocking it.
I agree. And I mean, I have got on this morning my pink soled fellies. I mean, I'm a great fan of the Veldtskoen. And, you know, I just think there was this overreaction in the moment and everybody got hysterical. But you're chatting to the designers, aren't
we
you?
We just spoke to people.
You just spoke to them. Sorry, yes. I'm sorry. I was busy writing articles from this morning. That's great. We're definitely going to turn that article and we're going to get it up so people can go and listen to the thought process that went into designing these outfits that has received an enormous amount of flack. The funniest, of course, being that they all look like game rangers from the Kruger National Park, which, yeah, I suppose is a bit of it. And some people said to me, it's actually good for tourism. I mean, you're in Tokyo. Mm. You kind of want to present a certain vibe. So there you can decide what you think about that.
That's the thing. Look, there are a few things that we need to also discuss about the Olympic opening ceremony. It's not a fashion parade. One, you want to represent your country to others about what they would most be attracted to your country. Why do foreign visitors visit South Africa? It's the game and wildlife. Yes, there are so many other parts that they can experience. But
safaris are the big thing.
But if foreign tourists, you know, want to come to South Africa, it's about the big five. So if you show that, you know, it's a marketing thing, and well, it's absolutely great.
And then finally, and on this segment, people might remember over the years, Trump was a big part of, you know, I used to talk about Trump quite a lot. And actually, my partner pointed out the other day to me that if you go to CNN and other channels, Trump's like disappeared. Do you remember there was a time where you literally couldn't switch on CNN without seeing videos of Trump being made a fool of? But I could not resist it. So obviously the election fraud that he claims has happened is still his big issue. And he went to a mega rally in Arizona on Saturday night, hosted by Turning Point Action, and he made a couple of very loud statements. But we're going to play one of them, which had to do with his insistence that the Arizona elections were fraudulent and that they're these ballots that have been lost. And he's now discovered through an investigation by a private security company that they must be on the routers. I think we call them routers, Lester. Are those little things you have in your house to connect you to the internet? Well, apparently they store a lot of secret information. Let's listen to Trump doing my favorite thing.
The county has, for whatever reason, also refused to produce the network routers. We want the routers, Sonny. Wendy, we got to get those routers, please. The routers. Come on, Kelly, we can get those routers. Those routers. You know what? We're so beyond the routers. There's so many fraudulent votes without the routers. But if you got those routers, what that will show, and they don't want to give up the routers. They don't want to give them. They are fighting like hell. Why are these commissioners fighting not to give the routers? How simple could it be? That will tell the truth.
So, as one Twitter person said, he repeated the word routers 11 times in 36 seconds, the greatest self-parodist of all time. And, you know, I don't know what more to say.
You must just get route. Get route!
We thought maybe you were saying the rioters.
Barbara Friedman, she joins us every morning just after 9 o'clock to let us know what is trending online. You can spot these and other stories that she's curated on our website, www.capetalk.co.za.